Cam FM 97.2. May bumps.
M5.
And we're off down here. A frantic start by all crews, as you'd expect, especially down the top of the order. But Green at the start was pointing perilously towards the far bank. The Finns managed to straighten up, but they've lost about three quarters of a length to Pembroke behind. As we see Jesus come flying past my position here, they got out of the gates like a bat out of hell. They're right on the tail of Churchill, about a length down, further down the division. Not much movement, but Keys are coming on strongly. Keys are within three quarters of a length. Keys on Darwin. It's very close. It looks like it is going to be a very, very early bump. They've already got overlap. The bow ball is thrusting past Darwin. They've got to concede soon. And they've conceded. So Keys with a very, very early bump on Darwin. Taking that bump out just meters after the Newnham Bridge. A stunning performance by Keys. And we'll go to first post and see what is playing out up around first post.
So at first post over here, we have had all the boats so far up to Pembroke
to
four row pass. We're going to head up to Rahul, who can see round first post corner.
Queen's M4 just come around the corner, but they've been bumped by Pembroke M3 on first post corner. They're both clearing
Rahul,
out of the way, which means that right behind them, we've got Chrysler's I Go to Shem.
So we've just had all the action happen here down the tail end of the order as Lady Margaret M4 were bumped by
to Rahul
very quickly. Back to Rahul.
Okay, right. Thanks for that one, Shem. Right here, we've got Christ being chased down eagerly by Churchill, and they both look like they're holding it, which means there's been a bump there. They were just getting into the gut there as they've been bumped. Churchill looking very happy with the performance there. Right in behind them, we've got Jesus, who looked to have opened up quite a gap on anything. In fact, there's nothing in behind them because the next crew that's come round is literally just pulling into the side on first post corner. So Jesus are going to row over. That means probably that Pembroke M4 have got a bump on Trinity Hall M3. It'll be good if we could get confirmation on that, which means that I'm probably expecting to see Homerton next. And indeed, as I say that, they just
drift
around the corner. So it looks like we're going to get rowovers for both of those as I go back to Shem at the start.
Yeah, I can confirm now that we just had Hughes Hall bump Robinson very early on, again around the bridge. All the action was happening down here very early. As we had a lot of very rapid crews coming out very quickly and strongly and capitalising on the slower crews in front of them. That in addition to the Lady Margaret crew that was bumped early on. But I'd have to say the pick of the day has to go to Keys, who rapidly reeled in Darwin. It was slaughter on the water for Keys. They knew they had a good, strong crew and they managed to come out and reel in Darwin as we go further down the course to Grassy to see what you've got there, Rahul.
Cheers, Shem. Homerton just going past me now. Looks like the man who didn't have his N on earlier has finally got it. But right behind them, LMDC M5 are going to catch Clare W4. Looks to be overlapped. The bow ball is going to touch that boat in a second. The Clare Cox is not continuing. The bow ball is going to hit her if he doesn't see. It's gone basically alone there. Now it's not. She's got them to pull up, but LMDC not holding up, so the boats are following each other into the houseboat. But they've managed, you hear the shout of come on, that LMDC M5 bumping up on Claire. Molly, what have you got?
I'd just like to confirm, I have run up to first base corner, and Pembroke M4 have managed to bump Trinity M3. Pembroke M4 looking very jubilant here with a lot of greenery on their hair, and we currently have Claire M5 rowing past, so bringing up the rear, I don't think we've got any more boats coming past first post. So back to you, Rahul.
Cheers, Molly. I've just seen that Jesus M5 boat wiggle around the corner and Claire M5. They've dropped off a decent way behind, but I have to say, Jesus are really not pulling anything. Their blades are all over the place at the moment. I mean, if Claire were so minded, there could be a little push here. It looks like they're both going to go for kind of quite steady row overs. I mean, the person who's going to see anything is Alex, but it's going to be very boring for her because there's going to be a lot of gaps until they see anyone. If anyone can grab a Victoria's crew, that'd be great. As I just see Jesus glide past me, they're now looking a bit more comfortable, and as you can hear, their bank party just telling them just to keep rowing, make sure they keep this going throughout the length of the course, because if they're not, Claire will capitalise. Although Claire still not past me, there's about five lengths, so that's not going to be caught at any time. But the Cox is really trying to G her crew up here. You know, it would be quite a story if they managed anything. They're obviously not going to, but they now go around Grassy Corner for the long route back to the finish line. Alex, can you have you actually sighted any of those crews at the top? Jesus M4, for instance. No, obviously Alex not there at the moment, which means that in the absence of any other action, we're probably ready to call this division. With that, as the crews who had pulled in off the bumps now start their way back up to the boathouses, we'll call this division, and I think we're pretty certain about these results. We'll get them checked out at the finish later, but we have right at the top of the division, Pembroke M3. They bump Queen's M4, so they'll get a chance in the M4 division later. And that Pembroke M3 crew who bladed last year at Mays got a bump yesterday, looking very strong, bumped quite early. Churchill M3 bumped Christ M3. The first row over of the day was for Jesus M4. Pembroke M4 continuing a Pembroke form here. They bumped Trinity Hall M3. Homerton probably rowing over there. You heard there, Sherman having a chat with the key stroke, stroking the keys boat over and bumping Darwin. Really nice and early. Pretty much before first post, it sounds like. Below them, you had LMBC M5 taking Claire M4 right in front of me on Grassy Corner. Robinson M3 bumped LMBC M4, so that will separate the LMBC boats for a while. First and third, the Grasso M5 there bumping Hughes Hall M3, and right at the bottom, probably looking like row overs for Jesus M5, and then right at the bottom, Claire M5. So not a great day again for the two Claire boats in the M5 division. But it looks like the news from the river is that the bumps are going to continue as the Pembroke Beers, the Pembroke M4 boat sing a little song as they go hey-do for them as they row with foliage in their hair down their boat. Jack, back to you.